Okay, it's 11 o'clock, so we are calling this month's meeting of the Tarrant County 911 Board of Managers to order. Roll call, please.
Rick Brunson.
Here.
Aubrey Insko.
I think that's her.
Aubrey. Robert Ajaj.
Here.
Robert Brooks.
Here.
Sam Paul.
Here.
Scott Hochman.
Here.
Ray Richardson.
Here.
Elena Williamson.
Here.
Chairperson, we do have a quorum.
Excellent. Agenda announcements.
We do have a couple of agenda announcements. We'd like to send our condolences to the city of Azle. City Marshal Jason DeBord passed away in November. We want to take a moment and recognize him. I don't know of any others that have passed away that we might have missed. And the 2026 board meeting dates are in the front of your packet. If there is anything that we can do as a district to help, if I know that some of y'all might have conflicts, but we could work with those and just let us know. But this is what we've got so far, and it is a living document. So thank you, Sandy, for that.
Wednesdays work pretty good.
Do you have?
I do. I would like to request that we remove CRM 26-004 and Celery Services Agreement to bring it up after executive session. There's some questions I want to ask the attorney.
And lastly, we received a resolution from the County Commissioner's Office last week at their meeting, and Mr. Brunson passed it.
It's a resolution celebrating the 40th anniversary of the Tarrant County 911 Emergency Assistance District. And you think Neil's just pretty good at numbers, but he also writes well. Whereas the Tarrant County 911 Emergency Assistance District is a communication district in a political subdivision of the state of Texas, established and operated pursuant to Texas Health and Safety Code, Chapter 772, Subchapter C, as amended, and whereas the district was created on April 6, 1985, through state legislation and a vote of Tarrant County citizens to enhance emergency response capabilities and ensure that residents have reliable access to information services, and whereas for 40 years the district has served as a critical link between the public and emergency responders, managing advanced technology and systems that route 911 calls accurately and efficiently to the appropriate public safety answering points, and whereas the district has continually embraced innovation, implementing text to 911, upgrading to next generation 911 technology, and maintaining redundancies to ensure uninterrupted service, thereby improving public safety for all residents and vulnerable populations, and whereas the district's mission remains steadfast to provide prompt, reliable, and effective emergency communication services that protect life and property throughout Tarrant County, and whereas the Commissioner's Court recognizes the dedication of the district's leadership, staff, and partners who have worked tirelessly to advance emergency communication systems and safeguard the community, now, therefore, let it be resolved that we, the Commissioner's Court of Tarrant County, do hereby celebrate the 40th anniversary of the Tarrant County 911 Emergency Assistance District, honor its vital contributions to public safety, and express profound appreciation for its continued commitment to excellence and innovation in emergency communications. Be it further resolved that a copy of this resolution to be presented to the Tarrant County 911 Emergency Assistance District as a token of gratitude and recognition for 4 decades of outstanding service to the residents of Tarrant County, City of Irving, and Grand Prairie. And and witness thereof, we have hereunto set our hands and caused the steel seal of Tarrant County to be affixed this 9th day of December 2025. So you're done?
I'm done.
Now we'll move to the consent agenda. Do I hear a motion for approval?
Make a motion to approve.
Motion by Chief Hall.
I'll second.
Seconded by Mayor Richardson. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Motion carries unanimously. Now, legislative update.
You guys want me right here or?
Yes, that's your perfect spot.
Well, this is my first time to be in this building. This building's incredible. Congratulations. And I'm excited to be back with you. Since we last met, the March filing primaries has come and gone. And the March primary is March 3rd, I believe. But we're not seeing, like, two election cycles ago, there were at least 40 members or 40 open seats or hotly contested seats in the House. So there was a lot of turnover going into that legislative session. This time around, we're seeing around 25, 26 seats in the House and 5 to 6 seats in the Senate. So we're not going to see a great deal of turnover and re-education like we've had to do in previous sessions. Probably the most important for us, if you remember, Senator Kelly Hancock has been a huge proponent of 911. And several months ago, Governor Abbott appointed him as interim comptroller. He replaced Glenn Hager, who accepted the job as the new chancellor at Texas A&M. Since that time, Senator Hancock has decided he is going to run for comptroller. So Governor Abbott set up a special election for January 31st for Senate District 9. And then in the southern part of Tarrant County, Senator Brian Birdwell announced he is retiring. And his district covers the southern portion of Tarrant County. And Representative David Cook has announced he is going to run for that seat. So that would be great for us. And then really right now, these elected officials or these state reps, state senators, they're all in campaign mode. I mean, it's going to be all campaign all the time to the primaries. But in the meantime, and I may have touched on this the last time I briefed you, but you know, we've been beating our heads up against the wall trying to get a wireless fee increase in Austin. And we've decided that kind of our pre-strategy is to meet with the governor's office, the lieutenant governor's office, the speaker's office, and key leadership, and explain, you know, what we've tried in the past, why we need a long-term sustainable solution for 911 funding, and ask for their recommendations. If a wireless fee increase is not palatable to the legislature, we need them to tell us what will work, what can they get behind so that we can form a strategy, get our champions in place, and hit the ground running January 2027, so we're not behind the eight ball. So that's really what I'm focused on for the next couple of months, is getting these meetings set, and I'll be back to report back to you in the next few months. One thing I also wanted to mention was the Alliance's lobbyist, Lauren Fairbanks, resigned from the Alliance this week due to some health issues with her family. And she just felt like she needed time to take care of these family members and was not going to be able to really devote as much time to the Alliance and our efforts as she can. So I have made a recommendation to the Alliance for someone I think would be a good fit. They're seeking recommendations from others as well. So as soon as they have made a decision, I will let you know. But other than that, that's really all I have this morning.
Any questions for Bill? Well, then I have one.
Yes, sir.
If you don't get direction after the meeting with the governor, the lieutenant governor, on something that you can use to build a strategy to raise the rates. Is the Alliance considering looking at a way to update our enabling legislation so that it's built on 2025 technologies instead of 1985 technologies?
To my knowledge, they have not looked at that in great depth. But I think after our meetings with the leadership, if we determine, or the Alliance determines, that that needs to be on the table, then I think everything is on the table at this point.
And the reason why I asked that question that way is that if it doesn't look like we're going to be able to get help from the state on the wireless side, then we have to look at ways to fix our wireline fees because we still control those. But we prefer the state to do the wireless because that's the quickest and the cleanest.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Bill. Have
yes,
a Merry Christmas and a safe trip back to Austin.
Thank you all.
Executive Director report.
Thank you, sir. I've got Elena to talk about public education, analytics, and training, and then your call volumes from our language learning services are in your handout as well. Elena?
So as you can see from the statistics that we've provided for October and November, we have been extremely busy. We hit the new building running pretty much. We, in training, offered over the 2 months 12 various classes. We had over 180 students within those 2 months, and that includes a two-week licensing course where we were able to license 20 new telecommunicators. We are looking to increase the number of licensing classes now that we have more training space available. So we are hoping 2026 we'll see those numbers raise for sure. We are also now excited that our training team is becoming a resource for instructors. So those that have their instructor certification are looking to get their instructor certification. We have started what we call an instructor lab. Basically, essentially it's a workshop where we bring in instructors and give them those basically train the trainer type things that they don't necessarily get beyond the basic training. So we were excited, we held our first one. We had over 20 attendees and our next one is already planned. It's gonna be quarterly and that class is already full with a wait list. So we are excited to now be that resource. Public education held over 19 events in the 2 months, October and November. And we were shocked to see that we had over 7,000 attendees if you look at how many came to all of those events. So that 911 education, it's getting pushed out there. And she has even looked at adding new events going into 2026. Every social media platform that we have, she has kind of zhuzhed up her statistics for you, so it's a little bit more appealing to look at. She has increased followers on every social media platform that we've had based on the amount of content that she's pushing out. So we're very excited to see those numbers continue to rise, and I think that they'll just continue to do so. So that is all I have. If you have any questions for me.
Thank you.
That's it for your report. Okay, TC 911 project update. Collect.
Good morning, everybody. Giving me an update on our building. Obviously, we've got moved in successfully. We thank you very much for all the support over the years because it's actually taken a lot of time and a little bit longer than we anticipated, but it's been going very well. We've got staff moved in. As we figure out, we think, okay, this is where the civil war goes. We realize, no, it actually needs to go over in this corner instead. So we've been shifting some things around. Technology's been shifting around. We've learned an awful lot about the building being in here. To make things work. I think we've got a pretty good setup right now that hopefully you all get to see on the tour today. We have been running across a few minor issues with the contractor for HVAC, but they're working through that. We've been moving pretty well with that. And then we have definitely started phase three, which is really everything outside of the building envelope and the property just immediately around the building. The driveway is working on getting in, but we've had some problems with some encroachment and easement agreements with some of the providers that we're making good headway on. I think we've got it now nailed down. Now we're just ready to start pouring some concrete, making things happen. That's going to be happening over the next month or so. So by the next time you're here, you should definitely see some changes. We've been in a little bit of a holding pattern between, you know, the permitting with Fort Worth after we get the encroachments. Then we had weather, so a lot of things have kind of been slowing things down, but we're starting to pick back up again. So that's it with the building.
Any questions for Kevin on that piece? Okay, you want to stay up there?
Boy, do I.
On next gen 911?
Certainly give me an update on that. Sarah Sellers normally gives that, and she is really sorry she's not able to be here today because they've actually had a lot of success since we last met. We have had a couple of delays, some of it a variety of different reasons, but all of them probably pretty good because we wanted to make sure by the time we did start deploying some things, it was going to be successful. We have actually cut over the first of our service providers from our currently legacy selective router to the Motorola IP-based selective router. And that's been going very well. We've got Chris Daniel, who's our next-gen guy, and he has been out in every PSAP just about. He's been testing things. He's got the team as they're updating things at Vesta, making sure it's all going right. And not everything goes right, which is kind of good. That's why we're out there. We're a little bit unusual as Motorola's finding out that we like to really be in engaged in things. We're at those sites. We've got somebody every time we've cut these over, making sure something is looking right, the alley comes across properly, the voice is good, and doing a lot of testing. A lot of testing went into ahead of time on this, and we're making good headway now. So we're looking to see that pick up and additional service providers that will start moving over to the next-gen platform will be happening through the rest of the year. So that's where we stand with that.
So at this point, all agencies have been switched over, though, right, from a Vesta perspective?
All agencies have been set up with that pathway in, okay. And they're all receiving some aspect of transport from that first OSP that we cut over, which actually has several different CLEX feed up into it. So we're seeing some of that happen through now, yes.
Do we have a timeline on when we'll have all of our service providers cut over?
So I could turn to Chris, and it's gotten a little bit complicated. So we're looking at getting cut over. However, the FCC is also helping us out, allowed for multiple, there's two different phases of how some of this is going to roll out for next-gen services. Many of the service providers were dragging their feet, we'll say, on being cooperative with moving to next-gen. The FCC stepped in and provided two different phases in which they are certain thresholds that we as a districts or 911 authorities throughout the nation will be requesting for each of the service providers. That we're in the process. We have not been able to make that request until we have gone live. We've just recently gone live and we're working with Motorola and those other service providers to start that process of these two different phases. So there's a lot of different steps involved with this. Getting all of the OSPs, originating service providers, moved over. We're gonna see that. Can you give me a ballpark? 6 months?
I would say 6 months would be great. Motorola, there's a contractual obligation so the last couple months, we just turned bandwidth up with the first OSP is what he's saying. So all the PSAPs are receiving calls across the OSP bandwidth. So that started a 120-day window. And if Motorola doesn't have all of the OSPs onto our platform within 120 days, there's some obligations there that they may have to, you know, look at. But we have to say that because they want it done within 120 days. We don't want it done that fast, quite that fast, because there's a time where you're pushing too much on us that we can't maintain safely and securely, right? We want to be in control of every one of those switchovers. So after the first of the year, we are going to start pushing. T-Mobile is the next provider, so that's going to be a big chunk of calls coming in onto the new platform. So but to answer your question, no sooner than 120 days, But we don't want to lag too much either, right? There's a happy medium, so 6 months is a great time to look at.
Are there any,
I'm sorry. No, as a principal, we're trying to balance, you know, doing this responsibly and safely, keeping agencies informed what's going on. If we see anything go wrong, often we'll stop and say, let's hold, what just happened? And sometimes that's a couple hour fix, sometimes it's a week. Yeah, it just depends what's going on.
Are there any known risks or challenges with not having all the OSPs cut over that we're anticipating, or no?
No, currently everything is still connected through our legacy AT&T selective routers, and those are running just fine.
And what's the termination date on those, when we say?
For terminating and shutting down the legacy routers? Selective routers?
When we say?
Well, that's actually probably better answered by Mr. Brooks, but they're going to be up for quite a while.
Okay.
Do you have any?
I don't have an idea on that. I mean, Jared, I don't.
No end date that I'm aware of.
I mean, we don't have an end date.
Yeah.
So it's really, from my understanding, you're all's control.
And I mean, we have other tracks going through it other than just Tarrant County 911, I believe.
Right. I mean, the agreement with us ongoing is really a technical one in the sense that you all have on-site techs from us for, I think, next year and a half, 2 years is the agreement in place right now, and we don't have a shutoff that I'm aware of.
Okay.
I mean, I can get with Sarah and find out what she's thinking too on that, but.
Thank you.
So for the foreseeable future, we're still gonna be paying for two networks.
That is correct. Until we are completely off and no longer using legacy selective routers. Yes. And we're going to look at where we can find opportunities where it makes sense along the way. If it makes sense to start culling some of that extra network off our legacy, but we'll just have to see.
And that's the reason why I'm asking the question, because we've talked about how we need to raise fees, how we're going to be running out of money. We spent a lot on next gen 911. We need to get there, and we need to start cutting legacy expenses.
You were
completely
right.
Counting on y'all and doing a great job doing that.
I believe the other districts in Texas and other places are realizing that they're in the same boat. To Bill's comments earlier, that, you know, it's one of those things that we've got to find a way to kind of let the people that have the power to do something know that we're going to need something changing regarding our funding structure, because other districts, even in Greater Harris County, Greater Harris County, they're looking at struggling in things. So it's something that everybody's looking at where we can come, where we can.
And if they don't do that or can't do that, please bear in mind that we as a board do have a responsibility to make appropriate decisions, irregardless of what's going on in the state.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
You have several other questions I wanted to ask.
Okay, thank you, Kevin.
Certainly, thank you.
Next is Board Resolution ARN 26001, sale of the remainder 28,873 square feet of land at 2600 Airport Freeway, Fort Worth, Texas 76111.
Good morning, everyone, and Merry Christmas. Staff is recommending that we still own about 28,000 square feet of land at our old building. Head Start didn't purchase the entire building. They left us with a piece of property there, and it's just land. So we are recommending that the board gives us an approval so that we can sell that remainder land, or remainder piece of land.
If we sell the land before TxDOT is finished, are there any restrictions that would keep the new owner from building something on it before it's closed, before the bypass is completed?
So we have hired a realtor that we used to purchase this building, and we will go with their recommendation how they would fit that we can maximize our income.
Okay. Any other questions? So we just need to make a motion to...
Motion to approve.
Motion by Chief Hoffman. Motion seconded by Ms. Sinsko. All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed? Go forth and sail. X is purchases over $150,000. The first one, ARN26-002, Managed Security Services Contract Renewal.
Good morning, everybody. Drawing your attention to the request from Bridge 26-002, Managed Security Services. This is a contract renewal. Staff recommends approval of a 12-month term for the expenditure. We are recommending approval of a 12-month term for the expenditure of $50,879.80 to Arctic Wolf Networks and request authorization for the executive director to execute necessary contracts and agreements. The request here is for the renewal of managed security services that we've had since 2019. The board originally approved that contract back then, so we're just bringing it to your attention as a renewal item.
Any questions? Do I hear a motion?
Motion to approve.
Motion made by Ms. Sinsko.
Second.
Seconded by Chief Aldridge. All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed, say no. Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next item is RN26-003, batteries for the UPS at the regional backup unit, location in south, northwest, northeast, Arlington, and Grand Prairie EOC.
Thank you all very much again. Actually that's what we're looking for. A bunch of batteries for UPSs, a total of 8 different UPSs through those locations that need battery change outs. Some of those are gonna be, they've lagged a little bit. We needed some extra time just to get in this building before we took this on, but we're in good shape, but it is time to change these batteries out.
What is the life cycle of those batteries?
5 to 6 years.
Any other questions?
Motion to approve.
Motion made by Chief Aldridge, seconded by Ms. Sinsko. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say nay. Motion passes. Next item is DRN26-005, Annual Text to 911 Service. We're doing that after.
And this represents actually a contract you've had in place that you approved of. It's an extension with CompTech, DCS, who actually provides us texting to 911 interface. We're looking at down the road that this may be the last year we need to do this once we get on core services. We've got some other options, but for this next year, we're gonna need another year of text into our 911 systems, and that's what this represents.
Motion to approve.
Motion made by Chief Aldridge.
Second.
Seconded by Mayor Richardson. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed say nay.
Thank you.
Motion passes unanimously. Next is RN26-006, Approval of Furniture Change Order Number 2 for the district's new headquarters.
Yes, so this is a request that the board already approved the furniture that we bought for the building. After we moved in, there were some, staff was given an opportunity to, Sherry was very kind, that she asked the staff if they still need some additional furniture for their workspace to be more practical and workable. So this is what the additions are. I would like to emphasize on one more thing. There's another change order, number 3, which is a $0 change order They gave us, WRG gave us a credit of $13,000, and there was some additions that were charged and was evened out. And then in addition to that, it was $10,000, which is change order number two.
Any questions?
So that I'm clear with what you just said, we're spending an additional $55,000.
Sorry, $10,000. So $55,000 was a change order number one that was previously approved.
Okay.
This is change order number two.
And I will add that in a telephone world, when you're getting a new telephone system in a new building, the sales guy always built in a 30% add-on fee, because when you move into a new building, all your previous decisions were based on the old facility. And coming in here, y'all starting to realize some things, and I think that's what this request is for, is to enable. Is that yes?
Yes.
Motion?
Make a motion to approve.
Motion made by Ms. Insto.
Second.
Seconded by Mayor Richardson. You got the first one. All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed, say no. Motion passes unanimously.
Were you able to sell all that furniture that was sitting up there that we weren't going to use already?
Yes, we already did that. We auctioned everything when we moved out of the building, so that was... So.
No, the furniture that was here that came with this building in Willow Springs. There was a bunch of modular furniture.
Oh, yes, that was sold like last year. And yeah, so we actually, let me rephrase that. We hired a seller, because typical process of ours is to auction, but since it was very unique item and there's a unique market to that, we hired a wholesaler sell it for us, but we were not able to sell that. So we kind of negotiated with him. There was a cost that we, and he put that in his warehouse, and he tried to sell the furniture, but it didn't. So some of the items did, some of the items did not. So we were not able to sell the entire modular furniture, and it was actually costing us the warehouse fees and the storage fees, which was kind of, we made a financial decision that we won't spend more on that. And it was part of the building sale. We didn't spend anything extra on it, so it didn't cost district anything.
So what did we do with it? We donated it to someone, or we trashed it? Or?
Yes, we asked the wholesaler to keep it. We are not going to pay for the storage.
Okay. That's it.
Thank you. Okay, at 11:33, we are going to pause this meeting and go into executive session pursuant to Chapter 551. Texas Government Code, the district reserves the right to convene an executive session from time to time as deemed necessary during the meeting. Section 551.071, consultation with attorney. Consultations with attorneys on a matter in which the duty of the district's attorney is required. Section 418.183F, Texas Disaster Act. And Motorola update.
Recording stopped.
The executive session is called to order at 11.
I'm just shutting everything down.
At 11:34. Okay, it's 12:06, and we're reconvening our open meeting, Tarrant County 911 District. And the next item on the agenda is RN 26-004, Ancillary Services Agreement. Do I hear a motion?
Motion.
Chief?
Yes.
Chief? Chief Ostrom motions and Chief Hall seconds. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Motion passes.
Thank you very much.
Do we have any comments from the public? Then at 12:07, I am calling this meeting. Everyone have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Lunch.
Recording stopped.
It's on the third floor.
It's on the third floor.
Yes. I just need to end that.
Do you want me to turn this off?
Yes, please. Just heads, yeah.